in Revealing Division, I wrote that a war is being waged on one side consciously, on the other not, for the hearts and minds of the populace. I might write it different today because with one side all unconscious, how can there be a battle? Just manipulation. But we commoners know there's a war on us. Kind of hard to miss it. We simply have no adequate representation among the pundits, and I would include in that academics. So while power wields steel axes and Minervas to bludgeon our thoughts and keep hope for freedom on the chopping block, while power plants its propaganda nonstop and keeps us mutually betraying with its manipulation, while power's every act is strategic, while they're plotting and planning, leash countless academics. All we the people have is the one attempt to follow their moves with journalism. The sides are so unbalanced, the grotesquerie it means that we allow it, given our, in theory, decisive numbers. It's horrific to contemplate that these bread monsters have been playing, toying with us for who knows how many centuries. And on the scale of a life, to look back and think that most of what we just accept as unaccountable chance is rather these abandoned children having a laugh.